You're listening to the Frontline Podcast with Matthew Elder, Matt Burke, and Conley Billingsley.
Burke, I'm feeling that fire. Cairo, I'm feeling it. Hopefully we can get it. I'll be at the Sawball next year because that'll be a game, is what I've heard.
It will be a game.
Unless y'all just shut them
down.
Actually,
it won't be a game.
Oh.
Because as you said, it's only going to be hot on one side of the field.
And it's
now, let's get to the show to find out what's happening this week with the Bryant Hornet offensive line.
Yo, what's up, guys? 12th podcast, man. It's a grim feeling, bad feeling. Don't really like it. We lost. We lost. We lost by, what, 17?
Yep.
Something like that. It was
not
bad.
Not a close score.
Not a close score. Bad game. Not a lot to talk about, but, you know, I mean, we got to come on here. This is the last ever podcast for the front line, you know. And
for this season.
For this season.
We never know. Matt Burke and Cairo Terry might continue the legacy next year. Hopefully they will.
I mean, will.
But, I mean, it's been fun while it lasted. I know for myself, ever since sophomore year, it's just been fun to experience just playing with my guys and seeing my seniors leave when I was a sophomore, and I would never think I'd get to this point, but, I mean, it's crazy how fast it went by.
You're going
to
die or something?
No, but it's just like...
Senior year?
No. It's just like you don't see it coming until it hits you, and you're out of here, but, you know, I mean, I feel like I was a sophomore, like, on third team with Tate or second rotating in with second team with Tate my sophomore year, just sitting there. But I know it is crazy. We got the whole front line with us today for the podcast. We got Tate and Cairo along with
boys.
What's up?
The original.
I'm here too.
Yep. Cairo, is this Cairo's second appearance?
Technically third,
but we deleted the first one. Yeah, but if anybody wants to say anything about their season and how it went and how they felt going into it. Settle? You want to go? I mean, the seniors here. Well, the seniors go first.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of surreal almost. I'm obviously not happy the way it ended, but I kind of feel content. Like, it kind of felt like the right timing. Like, I wasn't shocked that it was my last game. Like, kind of got to take all the moments in. Especially that last drive, that last score.
Yeah.
That was kind of tough. But, that's a moment that I'll hold on to for a long time.
I will say that was definitely, like, the saddest thing ever. Like, we weren't going to win, and we still scored. It felt like playing with Throw Rock when we beat him 52 to what? They scored the last touchdown of the game.
Yeah.
With, like, five. Like, that's what it felt like.
Matthew looks over. I don't want this guy playing next week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want him playing.
I told Conley just to dive at his legs and take him out. I was so mad. No, but I didn't mean it, but I was just upset. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks. It really does. But, I mean, that was our last touchdown was Bryant Hornet. What was it, inside zone play, James Martin?
I think it was
touchdown. I mean, that's it, man, for us seniors. So, going into that last drive, well, I think the second to last drive, I was really mad. Dude, so mad. And I just knew we lost, and I was just slinging people to the ground. And I was trying to start a fight so that they could, like, not play next week. But that didn't really – they didn't fight me. They were smarter than that.
Great job.
I tried to, but
– Hey, now that the season's over, you'll get resting points.
Yeah. And but, like, when they got the ball back after – what was it? It was a fumble. James fumbled it, I think. He didn't even take a step forward.
Yeah, I don't think he caught it.
James fumbled it, and then we got off the field, and we had like 2.5 minutes left, and I was like, bro, I just want the ball one more time. Like, because I was like, dude, just let me hold that football one more time, just playing out there. So I get out there, and, I mean, we scored. Just make the most of it, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, we weren't ready to play. I mean, they came ready. They didn't have any mistakes. That's what really hurt us, I would say. They had really few mistakes, and their kicker should definitely be in the NFL probably pretty soon. I mean, he literally kicked it perfectly inside the 10, 5-yard line every single time.
He just knew who to kick it to every time.
He knew who to kick it to, too. He did place it really good, and I think that really hurt us as an offense. I know we still scored 35 points, but that's not enough. It's not an excuse, but, you know, we're getting pinned inside the 15 every drive, and we're trying to make something of it, and then when the drives we can't, Bentonville goes down there and scores. And, I mean, it was 21-21 at half.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like we were going to win it because, you know, it was 0-0. But
we're a second-half team most
games. We're second-half. Yeah.
Almost all year.
So it was kind of like, okay, we're not losing. It's just tied. Let's just go out there and just beat them. Just barely beat them or just beat them however we can beat them and then move on. But that didn't happen. And now it kind of sucked. And it felt kind of like this senior class, you know, a lot of us do care. I feel like some of us didn't care as much. Or just anybody on the team generally.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we really wanted to win as a unit. I think we played really well this entire year. But,
yep.
Yeah.
Conley, you got any?
Man, I don't really know. It's just something that, like, it's we're just the weird part about it is we've been playing this sport, or at least me, I've been playing this since, like, seventh grade, Bryant football, you know, practicing every day and whatnot. And it's just, like, now that, like, we're done, it's like, what do we do now? And I don't know. It's not like I'm sad or, like, I mean, it had to end at some point. The streak had to end at some point. Everything is going to come to an end. But, I mean, I just wish it wouldn't happen on our watch. And yeah. I think that at least our unit as a whole, we did our best that we could to make it not in our watch. But just, I mean, it all had to come to an end at one point. And not blame any specific coach, specific position group. We're not blaming anyone specifically. Like, we just got to be better. And I think, like especially, like, seeing, like, the past 2 days of the guys working out, like, they have fire. The coaches have fire.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to get back to where the Bryant Hornets once were.
And, I mean, like, we've said it all these pods before. I feel like it's just unheard of to have three new position coaches. I know they're still three same coaches, but they're taking on a whole new role, whole new offensive, like, scheme kind of system that we had going. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like, it's unheard of to go 10-2 and get to the semifinals.
New head coach, really. Two new coordinators, new running back coach.
And a new DB coach.
New DB coach.
I mean, we had so much to work with. Obviously, we still had the same players on the team we've always had, like athletes and all that stuff. But, I mean, we just couldn't get it done, you know. And it's going to be Fayetteville and Bentonville in the state championship. That's the first time the West Conference has had a state championship game in, like, what, 2016, yeah. maybe? Yeah. Before North Little Rock. I think Bentonville. I think it was Bentonville, right? Right before North Little Rock or Fayetteville?
Yeah. Well, are you saying a whole, like, only the West?
Like, the only – the West is guaranteed to win a state championship because they're both in the West. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all these years have been fun. I think that I've built bonds with a lot of people that I didn't think I was. You know, sophomore year, a lot of seniors I was friends with because my brother was a senior on the team. And then junior year, still, you know, Lawson, C. Murda, you know, shout out Colm Taylor. friends with all those guys. And now we're the big dogs and – I mean, we're out of here pretty much. And I think that next season, hopefully them boys got that fire in them, like Conley said. I think they got it, you know. They're going to come back from losing a big reality check season, and they're going to realize that they don't want to lose again because they're going to go through this off season. It's going to be hard for them. So, yeah, so I guess, Conley, I mean, it's the end of the road for you in football. Did you say, like, you for sure not playing football
in
college
or
anything?
Sure,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, what was your biggest take? What did football teach you?
Well, I mean, personally, just for me, it teaches you, like, life experiences, to be honest. Like, there's going to be hard times. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. But, like, really, he's going to get up in the morning, go to work, pay the grocery bill.
Pay the grocery bill.
So, you got to get up every day and go to practice, go to work.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just something specifically from this year, like, shout out my boy Brendan Bates, Ruck, hard position battle all summer. Taught me to, like, just keep your nose down. Keep focused. I mean, they made me better, and hopefully I made them better. Ruck next year, like, he's got big. I mean, he's gonna step up, and so I just love my guys, love the friendship we built, and yeah, about it.
I got a proposition. I say we join like a 30-year-old men's league, tackle football.
Tackle?
Yeah, we'll bring it back. Like, we'll just all meet up one time, Bryant, a little reunion, and then we'll talk a football team up again. But yeah, I mean, I know, Tate, you're going to play football in college. You're commuting soon. So
to where?
Oh. No, stay tuned.
Kind of undecided so far.
Undecided.
But, I mean, SAU's definitely top of the list right now. They've really gone out of their way and really built a relationship first. So it's a solid place down there.
There we go. What are you looking forward to in college?
Really just kind of, good one.
I would say living the life, man.
Oh,
partying. Just kidding.
Not for me. Really giving myself a good foundation for, like, the rest of my life. Like, I'm going to go probably major in either mechanical engineering, sports medicine. Both things I really enjoy doing. Something I can make a living off of, provide for a family.
Sounds super smart. Super smart answer. Now for my juniors here. You know, I mean, y'all got another season. How are we feeling on the upside? You know, just kind of give me a little insight on what that comeback's going to be.
I'm feeling angry. I feel anger.
Like, have that fire.
Kyra's been telling me, he was like, I was like, are you sad that we lost? You know, because like we're never going to play together again, probably, but you never know. And
oh, I can say it.
And he was like,
there's no time to cry. There's only time to get better.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
There we go. Love that.
Love it. I mean, already, too.
God, Tate. You're wrong for that.
What did he say?
He said, not only after the game, though.
Oh, God.
That's just wrong, man.
Yeah. I will say the saddest part was when we scored our last touchdown, gave everybody a hug that I could, and then we walked over to Coach Clancy,
Coach Clancy.
You know,
man.
That was rough. I mean, me and Coach Clancy have butted heads all year, I guess, whatever you want to say. 3 years, man, and then just for – I mean, that was it. That was the last time. I mean, that was crazy to me. That's why I was like, dang, dude. Like,
it's over.
Yeah, I wish I could have one more time. But like Tate said, I mean, you can't be mad. We lost. I mean, you just got to move on. Coach Belcher said, shout out Coach Belcher, the sun still rises in the morning, and you move on. So that's what we did. And hopefully next year the outcome will be a little different. You know, Burke, I'm feeling that fire. Kyra, I'm feeling it. Hopefully we can get it. I'll be at the Sun Bowl next year because that'll be a game is what I've heard.
It will be a game.
Unless y'all just shut them down.
Actually, it won't be a game.
Oh.
Because as you said, it's only going to be – hot on one side of the field.
And it's going to be paid for the other. I'm just glad Benton didn't win. Conway didn't win. I'm glad we kicked Benton's butt. All that good stuff this season. There's a lot of stuff to look forward to of your seasons. But, like, you know, looking back, like, our season was up and down. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost to Parkview, first in-state loss. And for us to bounce back and win every game up until the semifinals is, I mean, I would say a little impressive. But, you know, I mean
like,
that's just what happens.
I mean, it was a good season for anyone except for the Bryant Hornets. I mean, we crossed every check. We crossed every goal off our list except for the biggest one at the top, and that was state, and we just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, it was win conference, and yeah. I mean, after we beat that out-of-state team, I thought we were hot. Like, I thought we were, you know, going to be that team, but, you know, I mean, it just things kind of fell off. But we still are that team. We just got to play like it, you know, and I feel like kind of at Parkview and Bentonville, the games felt familiar. Kind of started giving up when it was close to the end. Kind of, I mean, just the morality was down, all that stuff. So next year, you need to bring that morale up. Matthew Burke,
yes,
Kyra Terry.
That's what's going to happen.
Y'all got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be pain for every team that lines up against y'all.
Sure is.
Next year when y'all play Bentonville, it's going to be pain for them, right?
It's going to be bigger pain.
Not even going to talk to them. No trash talking. Just beat their butt to the ground and help them up. That's the most intimidating thing you can do as a man is what Coach Clancy says. But, yeah. I mean, I put it this way. I'm sure some of you have heard my quote already. You know, I mean, it's kind of like Romeo and Juliet. It was a horrible ending, but it was a hell of a story. And I think.
There we go.
And
I
think.
Love that.
And,
love that.
And so, go. I mean, just put it like that, man. I mean, and there's no boy girl in the story, but I mean, we lost. Horrible ending. It really sucks, but it's a great story. And everybody listened to it. So hopefully that legacy the seniors live behind.
I want to go through that story again. 25 times.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I'd love to win a state championship for the third one. But, you know, stuff happens. But we got a conference championship.
For sure.
You know, a little stuff to be proud of, but not the big thing that we wanted. But, yeah.
But just like resume-wise, this senior class is – it's a pretty good resume. We went, I think, 39-3 overall. 10-1 in the playoffs, 2 state championships, 3 conference championships. I mean, we had a solid run.
This senior class had crazy athletes.
Yes.
And a lot of people are going to sign in this class, you know. I mean, even if TJ was still here, that'd probably be the biggest signing. But, like, I mean, we got Drake, Brendan, Lynch, and Tate, and all these people that are going to sign. So, I mean, looking forward to that. I mean, that's a big class that's going to sign. I mean, I feel like at the if we only have one signing day and we all sign together, that's going to be a lot of people. And we stuck together through it all. You know, shout out the moms. Shout out the senior moms sticking with us.
Mom, love you.
Yep, shout out mom, love you too. But, you know, you gonna shout out your mom?
Love you too, mom.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, but I mean, definitely this year has been like, I mean, really all the years, but especially this year, the moms have stepped it up. I feel like they step it up every year, just how much support they have and the fan base. So, I mean, all that good stuff really helps us play harder because we just really appreciate you guys. And everybody that's listening, all 5 of you that are listening right now, appreciate that too.
Coach Bach
is probably listening right now. Shout out the coaches, man. I mean, building a great relationship with these coaches over the past 3 years has been fun.
Yes,
you know, you guys got to, you know, Burke and Kyra, you guys got to experience a little bit of hardship during the off season, but hopefully y'all can turn it around and use that as a chip on your shoulder.
Not a little, just a lot.
A lot.
Just
a lot of hardship.
Just a tad.
So yeah.
Mm. Every time you think about doing a slammer, remember what we couldn't get done.
I would rather feel the pain of working out than the pain of losing again.
There you go. I like that. Kyra's just dropping quotes left and right.
I would do anything not to experience what I felt on that goal line and in that huddle with Coach Kansas. I can't even explain it.
Completely agree.
Yeah, I mean, the front line, that we did our job all year. I feel like we silenced a lot of doubters. I mean, you know, two new people coming up and playing O-line for us, being Conley and Burke, and they were like, can they fill in the spot? Can they do it? And I think they did it. I really do. I know in the summertime when Conley was having his little position battle the whole time, I still think that, like, he had it. And then, I mean, even, like, towards the very end of the season, we started doing one-on-ones. I mean, he looked like a different Conley doing one-on-ones and stuff. So,
man.
I mean – definitely two people that have stepped up on the right side. Hashtag right side, strong side.
No. Yeah.
I still stand 10 toes down on the right side.
It's always right.
It's a bunch of underdogs.
Right.
Left side all day.
But, yeah, I mean, just proving a lot of people wrong, man. I mean, we played really hard as a group, and we really all wanted to win, and we all were pushing for, like, one goal. And, I mean, we didn't get it. But, like I said, good. You can't dwell on it.
This is also the first year that Coach Clancy has not started a sophomore on the O-line.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. Every other year before now, Coach Clancy started a sophomore.
That's a cool stat. Yeah, there's always been a sophomore starting, right?
Uh-huh.
What about in our group? Yeah, your group last year, you were the sophomore.
Well, technically.
My sophomore year, I started.
Yeah.
Before that.
And this is like almost like the first year. Like, we haven't had like a big injury.
That is
true. Mm-hmm. We didn't have – there's always – for y'all that don't know, like every year there's pretty much one lineman. One lineman just goes down and gets hurt. Well – like, you know, it's like a big injury. Because linemen don't really get hurt like that. And it's always like a big knee injury or something. I mean, I feel like my knee last year and then the center's knee the year before.
Yeah.
Lawson got hurt too.
Or whatever, shin, whatever it was.
Yeah. But
Mr. Concussion.
Mr. Concussion protocol.
Matthew claims it's fake, but it's real.
Nah, I don't claim it's fake.
You've said like.
Yeah, maybe I have.
Well, there wasn't a single hit that you remember, so it's fake.
Yeah. Well, guys, I mean, this is the last time we're signing off, man. To be continued on, you know, what are y'all going to call it? Season two?
It's season two.
Keep it the front line still.
Yeah, we're going to be back about middle of spring to give a spring ball review. Okay. And then we'll go.
Oh, that's a
good idea.
And then we'll go. From start of school, start it up again.
And who knows? Maybe we'll film another pod sometime soon about something else. Probably won't, but, you know, just stay tuned just in case, you know. We love every single one of you guys that have cheered us on in the games, watched the pods, watched us play, really. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you guys. Peace.
Love you guys.
See ya.
See y'all.
See ya.